Hello.
You are about to receive a phone call from a correctional facility. Your conversation will be recorded and may be monitored. If you do not wish to receive this call, please hang up now.
Oh, we got it.
Connecting from the Macquarie Correctional Center.
Hello.
We got it.
Oh, there we go. Better.
Yeah, we've answered every single call and it kept cutting out. It was doing my head in.
Yeah, it's a nightmare.
It was, I don't know why. I think that there's this thing that when they set up the home line that you have to press 1 to get the call.
Right, okay.
Isabel? But Dad is on the phone. She's just about to jump in the shower. She was there for all the calls. We were just trying to answer. We were fighting over us trying to explain to her, no, it's the home line diverted and...
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Anyway, how
are
you?
Did you press 1 then?
Yes, it worked that time, but all the other times I've answered, this is the fourth call today I've answered.
Oh, but God, just wrong and wrong.
I know. It's obviously, I don't know, every time I'd press 1 and it would go, you're about to receive, and then it would just be gone, the call would drop out. Anyway, it's stressful.
That is very stressful.
It's stressful because we're trying to answer the phone, and then we're like on edge because we can't ring you back.
Hey, there's no ringing back here. You can email me though, and I can get the email. They give me the email twice a day. So.
Well, you can email us.
Hello, no, Dad, you can email me.
Happy fun.
Oh, we can email you.
You can email me twice a day. Yes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's
so you can
really
always send
good.
Me photos and pictures, and if you wanted me to call you, you can email, and I can call. I get the emails in the morning and the end at 5 o'clock. So at 6 in the morning I get them, and at 12 I get them, and it's 5 o'clock. So 3 times a day I can get them.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, anyway. Little Mushketeer, what's happening?
Happy Father's Day.
Oh, so happy I got to speak to you and get a happy Father's Day from my little daughter.
I know.
That's made Daddy's day, that has.
Well, at least you tried again. Like, we were like, oh, because it's like you're then sitting by the phone, like, stressing out. Oh, you can't.
I figured this was my last go. This was it. I was like, 8:30, they'll be in bed. It's over.
yeah. We're trying. Like,
no, you did well. We got you've finally figured out how. I was about to try the mobile to see if that worked without the before.
Yeah, but I think it is a problem if key press 1 because I think that's the link. I think I'm going to get try and get that removed.
Yeah, organize them, talk to them, see what this.
Yeah, they'll do it. They'll be able to do it. I'm sure.
Because for me, it was just going to voice like dead. They'd just go dead. I thought I was leaving messages, but maybe you didn't get those either.
No, we didn't get messages. We were answering the call.
Yeah, I was just getting dead nothing, like no one there. I just figured it went to voicemail.
No, it's a normal
anyway,
call.
Yeah.
What's that?
You called and just.
Oh yeah, Isabel called, and then practiced from her phone. To this phone, and I did the same thing, and it didn't work either when she tried.
There you go. So that's
it didn't work. It was is that something not working with it properly?
Not set up right. Yeah.
What's happening out in the old prison land? Nothing.
Prison land. I cooked the spaghetti bolognese tonight. With mince and spaghetti. The boys have been very happy. I've been had sanctuary bao. I had a minestrone soup I cooked yesterday. Thursday I did chicken parmigiana with the pomodoro sauce and steak and salad. Then I did a chicken curry.
You're eating better than us.
Dad thinks he's got a gourmet chef for a flatmate now, so he's very happy.
How many people do you cook for?
I can vary between just Dev or 4 people, depends. So tonight we had Tristan and Dev for dinner. And yesterday I had Scotty and Dev for dinner, and other nights it's just Dev and myself.
Oh, so Dev's like the partner.
Dev's my partner in misery.
Oh, well, don't, you can't be miserable. I mean, I know you can be, but you can't.
I'm not miserable, don't you? Yeah, I'm dealing with other dramas, but it's all good. Hey, Isabel, how was your day? What did you get up to?
Well, hey, we're all miserable. Everyone's miserable. Don't worry about
miserable.
It.
Miserable. Miserable. Did you go to church today, or what did you go to do?
We didn't do much today. We've just been at home, sitting at home.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. We watched we followed the NRL football, though.
You're joking.
Yeah,
you watched that stuff.
We barracked the Bulldogs.
You cannot barrack the Bulldogs. You can't.
We are Bulldogs. We're NRL football supporters all the way.
How are you NRL football supporters? Who the hell watches that sport?
We do.
Oh, my God.
NRL.
No, NRL. We go for who's your team? No, it's rugby league.
Yeah, I thought it was
rugby league.
Yes, yeah.
I guess you're living in the heartland, but gee, that's really adapting these around.
Bulldogs, we're Sharks.
You're simulating into the Bankstown community.
We're Roosters, we're Sharks, we're Doggies, and I'm also Panthers.
Just spread yourself to whoever's winning. Is that who you go for?
They're just the teams I like because they've got the players. I mean, I only went to the Dogs because
they're good looking. There's some good looking players. Some good looking.
I've only got the Dogs because I live in Bankstown. Otherwise, I would never have gone for. But I love Bulldogs. So they've got the good mascot, and
Look at the local community. They're fully sick. Their Bulldog supporters are the craziest.
Belmore, that's Bulldogs. It's the Belmore.
Yeah, Lidcombe and Belmore is more the Hamadamas.
Yeah.
No, they're all here, actually.
No, there's a lot of banks. There's Asians and there is a lot of Muslim people, but there's also a lot of Africans. And
yeah, I got a mate
that's
African, yeah. Crazy.
But Isabel got confirmed and she got her Holy Communion.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And we just, we do, we like the NRL. It's because Isabel's learnt how to play. It's sort of similar to the football she's learnt. Yeah, so she kind of gets it.
I looked at what I call the bitch ball, which is the WNRL, and the number of girls doing it is amazing. It's crazy. For like any
women,
girl that can't fit into
great.
A bikini, that's a sport for them, you know.
Yeah, but it's very butchy girls, like big,
Butch girls. Very butch.
What
good
about
to have
the
a
men?
Drink with at the pub with your mate, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're all strong, like they'd bash you guys in a second.
Oh,
they'd
tackle and beat me up, yeah, crazy.
Oh, yeah.
They all go for those skinny, like, boys that like, hi, my name's Simon, I'm an IT consultant.
But aren't they lesbians as well?
Not the football. The soccer ones are all lesbian.
Yeah, but I think
soccer's
some of the
lesbian
football
and football's all, they're all straight. They're like boys.
Yeah.
They're like other footballers.
Oh, the footballers.
Weird. The soccer's all the butch, pretty ones.
Yeah, but the men would, and the male footballers would not go for those female footballers.
God knows. Way too beastly.
It's quite fun. We like watching the girls' football, the girls' State of Origin. It's good.
Wonderful. I'm very happy for you. I cannot believe that you're watching football. I can't believe it. But, like, watch rugby, a decent sport, not freaking NRL.
Look, put it this way. We don't have any much streaming device here, so we've 4 nights a week, Channel 9.
Yeah, I don't have any streaming here. It's 4 nights a week for Channel 9 football. I watch the same things as you are.
So
that's
why we watch it. You may as well get into it. What about the man that got eaten by the shark in Narrabeen?
I heard. What the hell was that?
Poor thing.
What happened?
10 o'clock in the day.
What happened?
Today, wasn't it?
Where's Narrabeen?
Northern Beaches.
It was DY. It was DY, yeah.
Yeah, that way. But he got eaten at 10 o'clock in the morning by a shark.
That's just unbelievable. Like
a
crazy.
White pointer. Like a great white shark.
A great white.
Well, a large shark.
It was a 5-meter great white. It was huge. 25-foot great white.
Yeah.
A massive shark.
A big, evil shark.
The first shark attack in Sydney in like 50 years.
Well, no, we've had people bitten. Wasn't there someone bitten at Bondi? We've had
harvest
sharks. Yeah,
bitten, not fatality.
Yeah, but he was more than a fatality. He was like, he lost limbs in the water.
Yeah. Yeah, they chomped him up in one go.
Yeah, he died.
That could have been me easily.
That's why I don't like surfing. I can't go in the water. I can't stand it. It freaks me out.
And the guy got me to draw a 720 today on the ground. I did a jumping two spins, did some snowboard tricks.
What about there was a young man that died? He was a skier from Brisbane.
Yeah, two have died this year in Trevor.
One
person.
A snowboarder and then a skier. So sad. I feel so accidents. Crazy.
Yeah, accidents happen. So, Isabel, tell me what I wanted to see if we can tee up a time with Isabel that you could read to me at night, one night a week.
Oh, yeah, that'd be good. That's
would you like
work.
That? So you can just read to me can over the phone and read me a book?
Can you do Friday night?
No, do it earlier in the week when we're not so tired. Because Friday night,
yeah.
I need like a bus to hit me.
Yeah, no, do it like a Monday or Tuesday. Tuesday night. Monday, Thursday, back at school, Tuesday night.
Okay.
Yeah,
because
you might get off the iPad.
A book? Yeah, just so you can because it helps your mental development, it relaxes you, and it's time for us to just, you know, have what used to be routine before you go to bed. I'll call you back.